This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really part of the Earwolf Podcast Network. Earwolf, there are wolves in your ears. You know why. And it continues to be sponsored by a mysterious unnamed company that asks listeners to send candy and other weird stuff to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. Who is this sponsor? I'll figure it out. This is like my own personal Da Vinci Code.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About a year and, over a month ago, I fell through a dimension.
That's the most flippant you've ever been about the time. You're usually a real stickler about that.
I think it's a year and six or seven weeks. It's over a year and a month. Anyway, over a year and a month ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King that I use to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyag, the dwarves know me as Zonin Huxtanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Yes, of course I'm fine.
You seem really upset. You seem sad.
Why? What do you mean?
On the verge of tears.
No, even. No, I'm fine.
Usidor, this is a safe place. What's going on?
I'm worried about my friend Chunt.
Yeah. You mean Badger Me Fingies?
Badger Me Fingies, yes.
Oh, yeah, ribbies.
And also my co-host, Chunt, the Talking Badger, who is really a shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried about you as well.
Thank you. I think Usidor shows it a little bit more, but I believe you. I believe you.
I show it. I don't get emotional about it, but I've been actively trying to reverse this curse that is going to kill you in a couple of months. I've collected a cape as red as blood.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I spent the entire week sketching runes into this talisman. Put this talisman around my neck and see if it does help thee.
Let me...
How do you feel?
Put this on, and I feel satiated.
Ah, yes.
It feels like I just ate a full meal.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Those might have been food runes and not poison runes.
I'm going to make a quick food rune. Anybody want anything?
Yes, I'd love some rooster's feet and some spiced potatoes. And a ham's leg.
A ham's leg?
A ham's leg.
What is a ham?
I'll be right back and I'm going to put it in an order.
Okay, well, Usidor.
Ham's a part of a pig.
No, but a ham's leg?
And then when you cut the pig up into parts, there's a ham. It's part of it.
And then if it grows a leg, it's very rare, but it happens. If the ham grows a leg, you just cut it off and eat it.
All right, I'm back.
I wanted to have a private conversation with you, Usador, but you and wasted just, that entire time that Chung was away from the table talking about
answering
ham's
your
leg.
Question.
Fair enough.
Oh, wait, I forgot to put in the ham leg. 1 second.
Okay. So, Usador, I'm really worried about Chunt.
Yeah, I am worried about him, too.
It's been at least a month and a half.
I'm worried in general.
I'm worried.
Aren't you worried?
I am very worried. I'll be honest. At first, I thought that this was a prank, right? That Chunt was just, pretending he was cursed and was going to die, and it was a way for him
We're all going to die in here.
Well, first of all, we're not all going to die because it's a curse on just Chunt.
Oh, right.
But that's still serious.
Yes, that's why I spent all of my waking hours trying to think of ways to reverse this curse. And oh, it has even put off my quest against the Dark Lord, but the Dark Lord is still a danger.
Put off my quest to get the Lunar Sword, but...
It's not much of a quest, but we must do whatever we can to help him.
Well, I have a cape as red as blood. I still need to get... A cow as white as milk, a cape as red as gold.
God damn it.
Did you guys hear that scream? It sounded like it came from the circus.
What?
Right when you guys stopped singing, I heard a scream from the circus.
Oh, no, that's right. Every time someone stops singing.
Yes.
Hey, can I, and P.S., I'm not going to eat anything because I am stuffed, but the food should be here shortly. But I wanted to share some kind of, I guess, big news with you guys.
Uh-huh.
I've been asked by the Badgers in Hogsface if I would like to be the Badger King. So they've invited me to be Badger King.
Whoa.
Well, congratulations.
King? You're going to be King of the Badgers?
Thank you. I haven't accepted yet, but I mean, they know that I'm going to be dead in 3 months or so-ish, or 2 months, whatever that is. But,
not
if
I have anything to do with it.
Thank you, Usador. Thank you. And you, I mean, there's some bags under your eyes. But they want to make me King because they know I'm the most powerful creature that's ever been in the shape of a badger. They know I do a lot of positive, badger work. And it comes with a lot of perks.
What is some of the positive badger work that you do?
I've been really friendly. I've been helping out anytime I see a badger.
You've been really friendly?
Mm-hmm.
To who?
To everyone.
Everyone loves Chunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
But I've helped if I see somebody trying to dig a burrow, I help out. Whatever, if people need honey or whatever people need.
Yeah.
And the king job position would come with some perks.
Such as?
Whenever I get health potions, there'd be a copay.
Oh, yeah.
And in Foon, copay stands for, could you pay for that? And then I also get 401 cakes.
401 cakes. That's a great perk.
401 cake.
Wow. So you're thinking about taking on the job of being a Badger King.
Yeah. I get a corner burrow.
Wow. A corner burrow. So you can see all the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I think.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I think if I do accept it, which I'm leaning towards, I would get to choose two knights in Badger service. And if you two would like to be my knights in Badger service, I would appreciate that.
I would happily serve you, King Chunt, as a Badger Knight of the Badger Realm of Badger Folk.
And I would say I would have to, and I don't know if this is a deal breaker, you would have to wear a red robe. Just while you're in service, and then it's kind of a red badger of courage thing. It's like this.
Yes, I think we can work that out.
Great. Arnie?
What do I have to do?
You just have to anytime the...
Die and fight for the badgers.
Anytime the badgers are in trouble, you'd have to die and fight for them.
In that order. I don't know. Can I think about it? I'll think about it.
Nope.
Okay, then I'm going to pass.
No, you can think about it.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Great.
I love you. I love you guys.
I love you too, buddy.
Oh, I love you, Choo-Choo.
I love you, Choo-Choo. You're going to be all right. We're gonna solve this thing.
Okay.
But, all right, let's pull ourselves together, guys. Whew. All right, let's not be too heavy. Let's be light. This is our time to enjoy each other's company this week. And let's talk to our guest. We're joined by Dr. Mark Ward.
All right, so this is when I speak to you now?
Yeah, Dr. Mark Ward. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Mark. Can I call you Mark, or should I call you Dr. Ward?
Dr. Ward, I think, would be best.
Great.
For us, for the relationship we have.
Okay, Dr. Ward.
Well, as you sometimes remember, I am the director of clinical psychology here at the Institute.
And I've been... And what does that mean in Foon?
I'm not sure I can tell you what it means in Foon. What I know is that... you have been living in this Foon world, as you've described it, for well over a year now, and I've been overseeing your case for most of that time.
Uh-huh. Great.
Clinical psychology.
Yeah.
And so we're working very hard. Me and my team. We've been it's a particularly challenging case, and we've been looking to provide you with the help that you need.
So what are you? Are you like an elf or a dwarf? Or like a tree person?
I'm a graduate of Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, it's so crazy how so many things on Foon sound like Earth things.
Yes,
like
there are many parallels between what happens on Earth and what happens in Foon. I don't know if we've ever talked about that.
I don't think we ever have. Cornell.
I feel like we often have to go through this where I explain this to you and then you remember and then you forget, and it's uh-huh. like it's tabula rasa. A little over a year ago, you were found wandering around the back of a Burger King in Chicago, very aimless and just screaming, "There are other worlds." And that's when you came to the Belleroth Institute, and we've been trying to help you ever since then to maybe reconnect with the world as we know it.
So, the world shall not be as we know it if the Dark Lord is allowed to cast his evil dispersions all over the land and destroy everything that we love. Arnold, now is the time you must join me in my quest.
Usador, I'm not going to join
you. No, it's more imperative than ever that you join.
Okay, Usador, I'm going to join your quest after we figure out
Arnold,
what to do about
Arnold, maybe we can stick
it's
to
Arnie.
The one-on-one
it's
here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I go off the file. I want to stick to the one-on-one here if I can. I've agreed to participate in your podcast. And so I just want to stay focused on us.
Oh, no, of course. Okay. You're the guest. I want to interview you, obviously.
I mean, we can certainly talk about your friends.
Yeah,
your
well, I mean, let's just not be rude. Like, Usador and Chunt are here. Like, I don't want...
Arnold, I want to stay focused on us. You, me, and Choo Choo.
Yeah, I only have 2 or 3 months to live. Let's talk about that. Let's talk to each other.
Look, I was hoping that this new approach was going to be a direct intervention. Might sort of jar your senses and reconnect you from this psychic break that you've had. I've talked with your wife extensively, and she's willing to try what is ever necessary to get you back.
Sarah?
Arnie, look, I'm juggling potatoes. Woo!
Wait, Sarah, my wife?
Of course.
You know my wife? You've been talking to my wife?
For almost a year now, I didn't want to have to talk about this, but I'll remind you that there was a point several months ago where you were really getting better, and we felt like you could actually engage with Sarah one-on-one, and this was probably a bad decision on my part, but that even involved, we allowed you a conjugal visit, and unfortunately, you came out of that, and...
Memory gremlin, remember that?
It was really awful. You screamed at her, you said she was false, and then you just started yelling, "Smash mouth, smash mouth," and I said, "We've got to get him away from her. He's going to do her real harm." You've been very erratic, and I was really hoping that by engaging with you in the universe that you've created, that maybe we'd actually be able to reach out.
But we're not in the universe that I created.
Somebody once told me that you were destined to join my quest.
You know, I've heard a lot about this world, this sword and sorcery world that you occupy. It doesn't. It's not the real world, Arnie. This is the real world here at the Institute.
This is... Whoa! I am not in... This is not my chair at the Vermilion Minotaur.
No, this is the common room.
Wait, where... I'm just in... This is just like a weird, boring room.
Well, we try to keep it as calm as possible, but I'm glad you're seeing it. I'm glad...
Am I somehow back on Earth right now?
You are. You have been on Earth.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master
we,
of Planet
we,
Shadow,
we certainly have
lights,
attempted to...
Whoa, Usador! What is...
The elves know me as Fiangyar, the dwarves know me as Zorin Uxhangis, and I'm known in the Northeast as Gaspini's Maestar. There may be other secret names you don't know yet.
Usador, you're not in your robes.
Knock, knock. Ding dong. Sorry, I'm going to come in here. Hi, Arnie.
Hey.
Hey, it's Chris. My name is Chris Hunt, and I'm here to give you
Who's this guy?
Chris, we're actually making some progress here. I want to stay
don't
on a...
Don't call me just Chris Hunt, please.
I'm sorry.
Let me go ahead and give you your suppositories. I have 2 suppositories for you.
You know what?
Hold on.
We're actually making some great progress here. I don't want to wreck this. Let's do this.
We need to up the dosage to 2 suppositories. One suppository is not doing it.
We're having a breakthrough here. Look, just go get a couple tapioca puddings and a couple foons, and let's just come back and let's just focus.
Yeah, it's a fork
and
a spoon.
It's a combination. I mean, we can't give you real silverware in here.
I can take
After the incident, you know,
it should be a sport.
Have you met John? Have you met the other patient here, John?
John?
I can take your two suppositories. I have two buttholes.
That's not true.
Yeah, and that's I really didn't want to get into that, but that's been a real key to your psychotic nature is this deep obsession with orifices and... it's a deep concern.
Well, no, I mean, that's not me. That's not me. I'm not obsessed with buttholes and stuff. Like, I just, it's Usador.
It's 50% of what we hear you talk about here
50%.
At the clinic.
Well, I mean, maybe at the beginning. I think I kind of phased out the butthole talk over time.
To be fair, I brought it up once.
Yeah.
And then it became a thing.
John, come here, please. John,
yes.
How did you get... bird shit all over your clothes.
I love birds.
Oh, God. I'm going to go wash these real quick.
Can I have some soup?
Wait, Chris, Hunt, you have a very friendly face. You just kind of remind me of somebody.
Okay.
I used to know. This is going to sound
like... Oh, is that a reference to the song? Somebody that I used to know? You're always making references.
I mean it.
And then you look me dead in the eyes and you go, you love it. And I say, I don't.
And my question is, are you by any chance destined to die in the next 3 months?
No.
Okay.
I was going to quit in 2 to 3 months.
Wait, what?
I'm going to quit from 2 to 3 months. Listen, I have a degree from Wisconsin, okay? I'm a proud Badger, and I have a degree in psychology myself, and I want to do something with it.
But you're doing important work here. I mean, all the people that we're helping... I mean, we're doing wonderful...
Oh, all the people that we could help. If we just banded together and fought against the forces of darkness.
Help! I'm back in the tavern.
Wait, where were you before?
I was in... I don't know. Something weird is going on, guys.
You just ate that whole ham's leg.
A second ago, I was... I think I was on Earth. I was in, like, it looked like a hospital on Earth.
Hmm.
You've been here the whole time.
What was I talking about?
Same thing you usually talk about.
Buttholes and stuff.
Well, guys, I almost never talk about buttholes anymore. Dr. Ward. Dr. Ward, I say less stuff about buttholes, right?
I mean, you've had a great obsession, of course, with child death for quite some time. I assume that that's maybe what spurred this, was you were a new parent.
Uh-huh.
You weren't ready for the significant responsibilities. And
that's for sure.
One day in the back of a fast food restaurant, it happens. Your brain just disconnects and says, I've got to find a world where everything works. You know, we've tried to learn more about this place that you're living in, and whenever we ask you to come back, the response we always get is, I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. Well, and that's all we can talk about here on Earth. So, are you willing to work with us? Are you willing to work with us this time?
You're on Earth.
Doctor, I do need to let you know that over the past few weeks, when Arnie is in his isolation... he's been referring to you as the Loony Ward, and he keeps saying how he needs to go off and find the Loony Ward.
Okay, well, I understand that he's quite the punster,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Ward.
Yeah.
Go find the Loony Ward. Sure, yeah. I understand.
A quest, I think he says, a quest to find the Loony Ward.
I think you'll find, Mr. Hunt, mm-hmm. that's a perfectly normal reaction with a patient,
okay.
and I'm sure you're going to go off. I mean, we've got good patients here. We've got the lottery winner.
My shift is almost over.
You know, who leaves this plane crash.
Wait, the lottery winner.
My shift is almost over. We're about to change shifts here.
You're about to shapeshift?
What? No, I'm about to change shifts.
He's going to change shifts. Just be sure you check in on that cheerleader who believes that she's fighting vampires.
Oh,
can you
God.
Do that for me?
Yeah.
Arnold.
Crunch time.
It's Arnie.
Okay. You know, I should probably write that down. Here's what I want to do.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do. Let's take some time to talk about this mystical land where you go to when you need to find security and safety. Let's talk about... I mean, it's obviously a very erratically plotted world, but I think we can talk about some of the constants.
Erratically plotted?
Let's talk about...
Wait, hold on. Everything that's happening here in the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon, it totally makes sense.
I
mean,
think
look,
so.
There's a lot. I mean, it's a crazy, fantastical world. So then, obviously.
Crazy.
I mean, well, you know what I mean. It's like it's different. It's different from my world. But so it's.
Yeah, we've talked.
But I think there's
an
internal logic. There's like a storyline that you can follow from week to week that I think builds over time.
Most certainly that is true. For if there is one constant in this world, it is the ever-present danger of the Dark Lord. And I, Usador, shall defeat this monstrosity. This pure embodiment of evil and darkness. And I shall do whatever it takes to bring him down and make sure that all the beautiful children and men and women and elves and dwarves and birds and badgers and badger kings and earthens on Foon are safe.
I mean, if anybody's crazy, he's crazy.
That's the magician that you know? Is that right?
Well, I think he's...
I'm a wizard. Wizards are born. Magicians learn magic.
Hey,
well, you know what? Let's dive into that in just a minute. We're going to take a break. Dr. Ward, do you want anything from the bar?
Do I want anything from the bar?
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to do a little sponsor stuff.
Dr. Ward, I was about to check out for my shift, and I noticed that in Arnie's room, the flower that we put on the windowsill is mangled and torn and ripped asunder.
I knew this was going to happen. We've got to stop putting the flower in there.
What is he doing to that flower? What does that flower do to him?
Look, you're right. Let's take a couple minutes. I'm going to explain to you how he is projecting his deeply rooted anger out onto objects like this. And so, would you like to take a couple moments?
Yeah, we're going to take a couple moments. We're going to take a quick break. Boys night.
Boys night.
Boys night.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
And we're back. So, Dr. Ward, I know what it's like to be a doctor on Earth, but what is it like? What does a doctor do on Foon?
Little.
Oh, okay. I don't think I know enough about Foon to answer that. I oversee the institute here. We've been working very hard to improve mental health throughout the Midwest. What do I do is there's of course a lot of paperwork and and I have to see patients here who we think we can help. Is that kind of the answer that you're looking for here, Arnie?
Ask him what sorts of spells he knows.
Oh well, Usador, you can ask.
That's all right.
Huh. Well, Dr. Ward, what kind of spells can you do?
Well, we've had a lot of success with some new medications that we think can really provide an awakening for someone who's trapped into a mental state.
Oh, an awakening. Are we doing a kind of a Robin Williams thing? Or we
what?
All name,
what are you talking about?
Where we all name Robin, like the awakening. Oh, gosh, it's a patch. Adam, is that...
Doctor? Dr. Ward, can I talk to you for a second?
Of course. Just hold on one moment, okay?
Yeah. I was just in Arnie's room, and you know that the winter mittens that we allowed him to wear?
Of course, it got very cold here at the Institute.
Yes, he's arranged them in some very narrow, long pattern, and there's a piece of paper, and it's scrawled all these rules, and where in order to wear the mittens, you have to... There has to be a dead bird or Baskin-Robbins. Gibberish. It's pure gibberish.
It is. It's all part of the mania. That's just please put it in the chart.
It's terrifying. And he took a raw potato and carved the word gorgeous into it.
Okay. I've needed to cut off the potatoes for quite some time.
We need to up his medication. He needs to take two or even three suppositories.
Okay, we will do that. I just don't want to see too much medication and there's just this rainbow of vomit that results. We have to pace it gently. Look,
That's all right. So, Dr. Ward, what kind of sex do you have? Is it like...
Now we're getting into it, baby.
Yeah, high five, Chuck.
Yeah.
Is it like, I don't know, like I know that's a very personal question. You don't have to answer it.
It's an extremely personal question.
But like, is it like a magical kind of thing?
You know,
Arnold, ask him how many buttholes he has.
Can I talk to you a moment about your companions in this world you live in?
Yeah, my boon companions.
Exactly. Now one of them you've explained is someone who changes shape.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They can become anything.
Yeah, Chunt. Well, I mean, I refer to him as a talking badger, but he can shape shift whenever, you know, he has sex with an animal. I don't like to go into it.
Yeah, tell him.
I just want you to think about the practicality since you brought up the sex issue. This is this is the means by which he transforms into another state, correct?
Yeah.
It's not really good evolution for that. I mean, you usually develop some sort of ability because it's going to protect you from predators. And so shapeshifting would actually be a tremendous ability to have. If you knew an enemy was coming along, you would change into that enemy.
Mm-hmm.
To be forced to stop and engage in intercourse with another creature in order to affect the change is a one-way ticket to extinction.
It brings up a good point, though. There are predators around every corner. The minions of the Dark Lord, do we now surround us, Arnold? We are in constant danger.
I know we're in constant danger, Usador.
Don't ignore my warnings of danger.
I'm glad you mentioned the constant danger that seems to exist in the world that you're in. The magician,
I think he's a wizard. He's not a wizard. A magician.
You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. It's Usador. Is that right?
Yes, Usador the blue.
Wizard.
It's Usador, wizard of the 12th realm.
The 12th realm of Ephesius, yeah. Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights.
That's right.
Devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiang Yalak, to the dwarves as Zonin and Hoogstanges,
who
in the northeast as Gasmoenius.
Wait, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Are there other names that
there
I
are other
know
names
him
that
by?
You probably don't know yet? But I forgot Feline Zelic, which is
still the worst.
I'm interested that you bring that up. We of course tried to show you the motion picture Zelig to help you understand a character. The character portrayed is someone who is not able to exist in reality, and thereby transforms himself into other things in order to hide himself. And I thought you might look at that character and say, "Oh, I see what's going on. This is me."
That would have been good information to have this whole time.
And instead, you just kept walking around saying Zelig.
Doctor,
yes.
Am I okay to go ahead and give John Bastion his injection?
Absolutely, John.
What?
Okay.
I don't want my injection.
It's going to be okay.
Okay.
It's going to be all right.
If he bites me, I swear to God.
I'm a biter!
Man, that Feline Zelic joke just never took off.
Don't bite me, John. Don't bite me.
All right. I promise.
That's why Jen left? Jen leave.
I didn't want to make Jane leave.
All right, let's...
Jane leave?
Jen leave.
Jane Levy's Frasier! Right? Guys, are we going to do that?
Let's do this. Let's put the rock in John's mouth. I know he thinks it's a magic rock, so if we can put the magic rock in...
Oh, here, buddy. Here, you're going to fly. You're going to fly. Here you go.
That seems really unsafe.
And one, two, three. There we go. Shh. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Sleep time, baby. Sleep time, baby.
Falling asleep.
Like a nice little baby. Rock it, my baby. Rock and mouth, baby.
With Usador asleep, I feel very alone. Chunt isn't Chunt.
There's a world waiting for you. There's a world out there waiting for you. You don't have to feel alone anymore.
You mean I could go home?
I mean, it's not going to be an immediate process. We have to reacclimate you to the world at large. A lot has gone on that you've missed.
You have many Niles to go.
Yeah, Niles to go, baby.
I don't get those puns.
Niles to go.
Can I go home? What do I have to do to go home and see my wife and see my daughter?
There is nothing we would like more than for you to go home. I think this is what we need to do. Think back to how you got to this magical place. That's what we need to know. How did you leave Earth and end up in Foon? What was the method by which you got there?
What was the method?
Yes, think back. and as much detail as you can, explain how you got yourself to this other place.
You want me to tell you how I traversed the dimension?
I think that's the only way. I think if we can find out how you did it, maybe that's the thing that will take you away from this Dark Lord forever.
From this Dark Lord forever.
Yes, if you'd like to leave this Dark Ward, Dark Lord, then you will absolutely be able to do that.
Wait. Hold on, Dr. Ward, Dark Lord. And you know what? Fucking hell. A few minutes ago, you said Usador's whole fucking name from beginning to end accurately. How could I have ever told you that?
I don't know my name.
I can never get that thing right. I've heard that thing 50-some times.
Arnold.
I get it wrong every time. Well, stop fucking hitting me.
Here, Arnold.
Stop hitting me. Dr. Ward. Chunt. I miss you, buddy. I miss you, buddy.
I miss you. Oh.
Usador.
I have you, Arnold.
Let's hold hands. This is not weird.
What are you doing?
Dr. Ward, what's going on? What is going on?
We're trying to help you here. Everyone here at the Belleroth Institute wants to help you.
Fight back, Arnold. You can do it.
You know too much stuff about... You know too much Earth. Like, who are you? Who are you really?
I'm Dr. Mark Ward. I'm a graduate of Cornell University.
You look you look weird around the edges.
I grew up by the lake next to the Big Apple.
By the lake next to the Big Apple. Those are Foon things.
I'm sure I've written that down somewhere from...
Could I entice you with a delicious plate of spiced potatoes?
Oh, well, that would be lovely.
Yum, yum,
thank
yum.
I'm Dr. Mark Ward. I am a graduate of Cornell University. And
come
I,
back to us, Arnold.
What are you really, Dr. Ward?
The power of spiced potatoes compels you.
Oh, this is gross. Oh, my God.
I am revealed.
Holy shit.
How have you done this? How you affected my revelation? Well, you today face the triumvirate. Chunt, Arnold, and Usador cannot be defeated by the dark forces of the Dark Lord. Take thyself away from this tavern, you piece of garbage.
He will be most displeased. His servant was here to gain the information of how you traveled between the two worlds. I cannot be found. I must go into hiding.
Face the light, Galev Lichtenkammer!
Yeah, tell him Boys Night sent you.
Boys Night!
Boys Night!
You have learned the truth, but you will not catch Walt Adine. You will not find me.
Walt-y-da-day? Here's what we're going to do. On the count of three, all three of us say Galev Lichtenkammer, and it'll be Boys Light. One, two, three.
Galev Lichtenkammer!
Boys Light!
So weak.
That was so sweet.
could someone get me a rainbow bowl?
Sure, aww, man, yeah.
Ah, instead of a rainbow bowl for you, I have a blade.
Ooh.
Oh, that's that.
Ooh, you're not going to be able to hide that, Pierce.
Fraser stuff! So, thank you, Walt Tadesnay, so much for being here on the podcast. I don't know, you put some kind of weird spell on me or something, so fuck you for that, but...
needed to know the information of
sure.
travels and... Oh, this is a lot of blood.
Yeah, it's pretty...
It's like an award show.
Yeah. So I'd love to learn more about what it's like to be a monster or demon that messes with my brain, but, you know, we're kind of running out of time. So, Chunt, did you get any emails this week?
Yeah, let me read an email here. This is to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's.
Mm-hmm.
You can also reach me on Twitter, at chunt with six T's. I took off that rune, and I am starving. Can you order me, like, a tossed salad and scrambled eggs?
Tossed salad and scrambled eggs!
Here we have an email from Daniel Stewart. Daniel writes, this is called Sanitation is the title here. After more than a year, I am still amazed at how unhelpful Arnia has been to Foon. It seems even an Earthling with rudimentary knowledge could improve Foon's sanitation. Maybe Arnie could even reduce the levels of child death he seems so upset about. Sorry you got a failed podcaster and not some sort of doctor from Daniel. You know what, Daniel?
No.
If we've learned anything today,
yeah,
it's that doctors are the worst.
Yeah. Daniel, you know what? Arnie is a good friend of mine, and I will not tolerate any more emails disparaging my friend.
Thank you, Choo-choo.
Okay? He's been an amazing friend, and I'm going to die soon, so
no
more.
We're going to save you.
Well,
we're going to save
you. It's fine.
If you can save him, I'm just saying. You could save more than just him.
I smite thee!
Ooh. Oh, God, so much blood. You know, we caused so many messes in this place.
Nah, it's all right.
So much, like, shit and blood. Mostly blood, but then shit, semen, all that stuff. Here, you know, if you want to email me, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address, not something a crazy person made up. I got an email. I'd like to say that I often feel I relate to Chunt. His personality often reminds me of my own. Usador, you are an amazing wizard.
Thank you, I know.
Were we acquainted, I'd be asking for so many tiny horses with top hats and monocles. Arnie, please be less sad the entire time. Hey, it really brings the show down. Best regards from Earth, Ella. First of all, fuck you, Ella.
That's right. Nobody makes fun of Arnie except for me and Usador.
That's right.
And second of all, you know what, people? People is like, I think I'd be the Chunt of the show. I don't think that's right. People always, like, mislabel themselves. It's like, I would be Samantha. No, you would be a Charlotte.
I'm sorry. Who was that email from again? Ella?
Ella.
Ella?
Ella.
Ella?
Ella?
I just couldn't remember.
It's starting to rain.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. Oh, and if you're listening at home to this podcast, give us some stars on iTunes. It will actively help us on our quest, and we'll make everything better for everybody.
Can I ask you? I've always wanted to do something, and again, time's running out.
Sure.
Since it's raining, I've always wanted to fly a kite. Boys' kite?
I hear a kazoo. Do you hear a kazoo?
Look, if this were not real and made up, I would get more of the jokes. If this were all in my mind, every joke would make sense to me. Boy, you are not looking good.
Ooh, he should have had some bronze on, because that pierce is not looking good.
Really? That's what we're doing, the mental institution card? Well, great. Craig, clear my schedule, burn all the dry cleaning, and have all the members of Book Club executed. We have a lot to deal with. It's not every week we manage to steal from Star Trek The Next Generation, The Magicians, and four other things I can think of off the top of my head in one go.
I think Tarantino calls that homage.
Impressive. Needless to say, none of this is really happening. But just for the sake of stretching an already thin metaphor to the breaking point, John Sebastian was played by human actor Matt Young. Mr. Hunt was played by Adil Rafai. Dr. Ward was played by special guest Shane Wilson, who is yet another member of World News Tonight. Bungary Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb. Craig, finish up. I'm going to go paint a picture of my feelings.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, extra sound design by Jason Knox. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter or Earwolf. And thanks to Earwolf and also the Chicago Podcast Co-op. What else?
Craig, if they say this was all a dream next week, I will literally melt whoever is nearby, and you're the only person who's nearby.
Okay, you need to lie down.
Well, that's it. He's retreated even deeper into his inner psyche. I think we've lost him this time.
Doctor, the thing I don't understand is he's built this incredible, rich, deep, fantastical world.
No, I mean, there's so much in there that he's
so much
devised
to explore,
for himself.
So much to explore, and yet he stays in the tavern the whole time?
I think that's the thing about a psychotic
break. It doesn't make sense.
No. All right, do you want to come back to my office and listen to a podcast?
Ugh, no.
Yeah, you're right.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, Dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.